From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nancy Lyons. Anti-government protesters in Bahrain are celebrating in the capital's Pearl Circle, shouting, "We did it!" After the military has been ordered to withdraw, troops and tanks and armored vehicles pulled away from the symbolic city center on orders from the Crown Prince. He is also calling for opening a dialogue with the opposition. Today's celebration by the protesters follows a two-day bloody crackdown by security forces. Things are quieter in Yemen, where riot police earlier today fired on thousands of protesters in the country's capital. At least five were wounded when security forces moved in on a crowd that was urging an end to the president's 32-year rule. House lawmakers are heading home after passing just hours ago a package of funding and spending cuts to keep the government operating through the rest of the year. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio was among those conservatives who wanted another 5% in cuts across the board on top of the $60 billion in spending reductions already in the package.
I have never seen the American people more receptive to the things that have to be done to fix this country. They get it. The central question is, will the political class demonstrate the same commitment, the same courage that the American people have demonstrated over the last year?
But that amendment failed after several Republicans crossed the aisle to oppose it. But other measures were adopted, including one to bar Planned Parenthood from access to federal money and provisions defunding the new health care law, certain EPA regulations, and the FCC's enforcement of new regulations over the Internet. Audie Cornish, NPR News, The Capitol.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker remains firm on his plan to strip public employees of their bargaining rights as protests continue to grow at the Wisconsin State Capitol. Sean Johnson reports more protests are expected throughout the weekend.
Police estimated Friday's crowd at 40,000 people, the largest yet during this week of protests. Demonstrators could be heard outside as Walker spoke to reporters from his state capitol office. He said they had every right to be heard.
But we're not going to let for 1 minute these voices overshadow and overpower the voices of the taxpayers across this state who elected us to do the job, and that meant balancing this budget, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Union leaders said Friday they'd be willing to pay more for their health insurance and pensions as long as their right to collectively bargain remains intact. Governor Walker says he wants the legislature to pass his plan in one piece. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.
NASA will try again to launch the Space Shuttle Discovery next week after a four-month delay. Discovery's liftoff is now set for Thursday. Cracks in the fuel tanks forced the postponement. Senior managers unanimously voted on the new launch date yesterday. This is NPR News from Washington. A Pennsylvania jury says a former juvenile court judge is guilty of racketeering for his role in a scandal known as Kids for Cash. NPR's Joel Rose says many consider it one of the biggest courtroom frauds in U.S. history.
A jury in Scranton convicted former Judge Mark Chivarella on 12 counts, including money laundering, wire fraud, filing a false tax return, and racketeering. Chivarella admitted receiving money from the developer of a privately owned detention center in northeastern Pennsylvania. He also admitted hiding those payments from the IRS. But Chivarella testified at trial that he didn't know the payments were illegal. The jury voted to acquit Chivarella on charges of bribery and extortion. Still, he faces a maximum sentence of more than 150 years in jail. Chivarella's attorneys have promised to appeal. Joel Rose, NPR News.
A former pediatrician accused of giving unnecessary genital exams to dozens of boys is dead. His attorney says Melvin Levine died at his home in North Carolina, but he gave no details. Word of Levine's death comes a day after 40 of his former patients at Children's Hospital in Boston filed a medical malpractice and sexual abuse suit against him. Levine, 2 years ago, agreed to stop practicing medicine in any state after facing similar allegations in North Carolina. Actress Elizabeth Taylor is still in the hospital, but a spokeswoman says the 78-year-old has continued to show great improvement. Her publicist says Taylor will remain under observation at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles for the time being. She was admitted more than a week ago. She's being treated for symptoms of congestive heart failure. I'm Nancy Lyons, NPR News in Washington.